Hey, fabulous people. Welcome to the Get a Hand Up podcast, where you're going to get a hand up in a whole lot. But today is going to be a special day. I will still say your money is replaceable. Your time is not. Today we're going to talk about something very dangerous and common that could impact both. So today is sort of a special edition. It may apply to you, it may not, but even if it doesn't, this is absolutely critical for you to know if you are in the business world in any way, shape, or form, so you'll at least put it in your pocket, and you'll never be caught off guard by it, I hope. So, let's just get straight to it. Who do I have with me in the studio? Yep. Getting straight to it. Come on. Ahem. Who are you?
Gunter from Sing. The Piggy. Piggy Power.
Okay.
Remember we watched the Sing the other day?
Gunter, yeah, the animated movie with all the animals.
Yeah, the dancing, you know, German pig.
Yeah.
That guy is awesome.
Okay, Gunter.
Mm-hmm. Piggy Power.
All right.
Wait. My applause.
Well, thank you, Gunter.
Piggy Power.
So, there is a Russian proverb that says, I would rather be slapped with the truth than kissed with a lie. And that's what today is all about, because when it comes to the business world, the marketing world, I'm sure you can agree there's a whole lot of kissing with lies going on. And so that's why today is going to be a little slap of truth. This is not fear tactics. This is all 100% legit. You can look it up for yourself. I'll be more than happy to give you all of the sources because I don't know why. But there are a lot of decision makers in business everywhere who they just don't want to hear it. And if you don't want to hear it, it's going to cost you. And it's going to cost you big. So,
yeah, so this podcast today, ladies and gents, is going to be sugar-free and sucker-free. That's what we say in the West Coast. Sugar-free and sucker-free.
Yeah, it's... I can't guarantee the sucker-free part because we all live our own lives, but it is sugar-free. Today, we're not sugarcoating anything. So... Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you were just talking about black hat practices. Now, for those that are not aware of what black hat in terminology is, kind of, you know... Give an idea, what is black hat? Like, tell people what is the definition of what is black hat?
There's an old version and there's a new version. You know, in short, black hat is essentially any practice that is not legitimate or lacks integrity. Now, 10 years ago, when SEO, you know, the acronym, people didn't even know what it stood for, and they were setting up shop to provide SEO services, and they were performing black hat practices back then by doing really, really cheap and amateur stuff like putting text of Angelina Jolie naked in a white font on a white background of a web page so that, you know, Google at the time, which before 1,000 algorithm updates, people actually got away with that stuff. That was black hat back then. Now, there's a twofold thing. You know, the Google of 2008 is not the Google of 2018, nor is any other search engine, including Facebook. They all run on very advanced artificial intelligence. And the other aspect is that no longer is SEO a silo. Every part of digital marketing, in one way or another, holds hands with every other part, from content marketing, reputation management, social media, all of it. So black hat practices is no longer about keyword stuffing or title tags. It's really about, it's something that you need to be aware of in the whole business, soup to nuts. You know, so it's, it could be anything from clickbait in how you try to push your blog to the world to false news. It could be how someone does SEO in order to trick the artificial intelligence into getting you high rankings, you know, and the fact is it all comes crashing down. It's inevitable.
So let me kind of ask this question. So like I'll kind of be the audience today. So how do you know if your business is practicing black hat? You know, what if some of the people out there are not doing like the Angelina Jolie thing or, you know, the false news, but how do you know that your business is taking part of black hat? And, you know, wouldn't a business owner know about it? Or maybe this is the first time someone's hearing about it. Like, you know, how, you know, what's the best course of action?
No, I mean, first of all, you know, the Angelina Jolie example, that comes, you know, or any celebrity name, you know, things that people, I mean, remember, let's be honest, the internet, for the majority of its lifespan has been, what percentage of pornography?
I think it's a funny joke that you mentioned that we were reading about it. I think it's 52% of it is unfortunately pornography. 38% of it is cats and cat videos, and the rest is just general news and social media, you know, like highlights and posts, where it's kind of like ancient Egypt, where it's Cleopatra and we're writing things on walls and cats rule.
Well, anyway, you know, the point is that if you know that 53% of the internet is looking for pornography, you know, people used to do things to make legitimate business content look like they would make it so that it would in many ways get porn intended traffic. Now, those old ways don't work anymore, but there are new ways like private blog networks and link farming, and I don't mean the good type of link farming. I mean the other type. There are so many ways. It's overwhelming, and it's because of that most business owners won't know, especially if they are not inherently marketing people, and especially if they're not spending their entire lives, like, you know, the geek who runs this podcast, following up on all of these things. In a way, it's like cybersecurity in that it's changing every single day. And when it changes, they find a way to get around it. It lasts for a short time, and the cycle repeats. So no, most business owners don't know. And it's really sad, in my opinion, because there are a lot of very honest business owners out there. I can remember going to visit one in, what was it, 2016?
Yes, what was he?
He was a doctor.
Cold sculpting. He did cold sculpting.
And like Botox and all that
like
stuff.
Like a spa.
A Dr. Sony.
Yes, very nice guy.
He was a fabulous guy. He was a very honest doctor. He was, you know, had a fabulous manner, you know, rapport with his patients. He was just an all-around great guy. But he's a doctor, so he doesn't know about SEO. He doesn't know about how his marketing company markets his business. The best he can do is take some numbers at face value each month in reporting and pay a ton of money for it because he doesn't know any better, in terms of what is he getting for his money. And it wasn't until we were there to do some videography, and while we were there, he was telling us about a previous company that he worked with, who did some black hat SEO practices, and it cost him This was a tiny example. It only cost him about $26,000 to get back into the search engines, whereas he was blacklisted for a good 6 to 9 months. It wasn't until sometime after that day when we were there to do video that I found out he was again with another company who was doing black hat practices for his SEO. And, you know, my heart goes out to the guy wherever he is. I hope he's okay today, business-wise.
Yeah. Now, this is kind of interesting. I remember the last podcast we did, you know, for pay-for-results SEO. Now, let me play devil's advocate for a quick minute. So let's say, for an example, you're a new company. You know that the way to survive is not just social media marketing, but SEO. And you hire a company, and all of a sudden your growth happens overnight. Now, can that be an organic growth, or is that something where you may want to question that person and say, or that company, and say, hey, how did I go from 0 views on my site to 20,000 a day?
First of all, I have to kind of jump in on your first sentence there. You cannot separate SEO from social today.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. Your social media has to be SEO optimized, and your website at SEO also has to be optimized for social. And the reason you should tune in for the next podcast is because I'm going to talk about how to optimize for digital assistants and voice search. So what was the question?
The question is that,
you know, the paper for, for results, right?
Yeah.
That was sort of, you know, the main point of the whole pay for results thing is that, you know, if I make a promise to you that I know from jump I can't fulfill, then I already know, even before I shake your hand and make that agreement, that I'm going to be doing some shady practices in order to fulfill my promise. And that's black hat. It's not just black hat SEO, it's combined with black hat social. It's all through the digital world of marketing, and also non. You know, the offline world of marketing as well. So it definitely ties in with that, and, you know, especially with pay-for results SEO. I remember in the last podcast, you also asked me a question about what was the most dangerous thing facing businesses today. And this time I would actually change my answer and say it's this. It's black hat. It's pay for results SEO, you know, promises that are too good to be true. And the fact is that in the digital marketing world, it's not very different from the real world. No one seems to get that, and it frustrates me. It takes time. Even if you have a big budget and you can accelerate the process, it's still not going to be overnight success. And so that's one of the things that anyone should look out for. If anyone comes back to you and, you know, shows you overnight overwhelming success, then that's a problem. Now, I will say that there are certain smaller things that you can change overnight. So, for example, I have changed someone's emailer format, strategy, style, whatnot, and in 1 week, you know, or essentially 1 day, one emailer, they got a tremendously higher click-through rate than they did before. I've gone onto people's social media pages and changed the type of content that was posted and how it was posted and whatnot. And I've gotten people, you know, up to 50% reach, 200% reach within a week, 2 weeks, and compared to the global average of 6% or below. That is pretty tremendous. But What I cannot do is take you from being completely unknown to a household name overnight. I cannot do big things like getting you 1,000 backlinks overnight. So if you have a provider who comes and gives you a progress report at the end of year one, and all of a sudden, you know, they're not only promising and guaranteeing you a ton of backlinks and keyword rankings and whatnot, and they're showing you these shiny green numbers, that's a red flag. Definitely.
Okay, that's actually interesting. You know, the reason why I was asking is because I've seen a trend as of the last, like, I would say last 4 years. And the sad thing is when trends start to become more of business practice, this is where it becomes a big problem. You know, I'm always feeling your emails, your calls, everything. And a lot of times, one of the big things that comes up is like, well, a business owner will come to us and say, hey, Mike, Camille, you know, a lot of times with you more than me, they'll say, hey, I may be a victim of a provider that may have used black hat practices to boost my numbers. What are the consequences am I facing? And, you know, as we're making this, you know, sugar-free, sucker-free type of podcast, we've got to really talk about the consequences, especially for those out there that may be suspecting, oh, you know, I'm having black hat practices, but then they're saying, you know what, I don't care because I'm getting the numbers that I want. But maybe, you know, you need to drive home to people, what are the consequences? What are they facing? Not an issue if they get caught, is when they get caught. You know, maybe you should start talking about that, Cam. And, you know, and if for those that don't know, I call Camille Cam a lot of times. So, you know, maybe we should start talking about that.
He's the only one who won't get slapped for it.
Because I'm in a different booth. But anyway, so maybe you should talk about that for a quick minute and let people know what are the real world, you know, consequences for using black hat practices.
Well, here's the thing, you know, the government likes to, you know, definitely here in the U.S., the government does like to keep good, tight track of its money. And again, 10 years ago, social media was the Wild West. You know, I remember serving all automotive dealerships, and each one of them had to adhere very strictly to, you know, Honda's guidelines or Nissan's guidelines, very strict, and there was no creative freedom on the website. But when it came to social media, because it was in its infancy, we could sort of jazz it up any way the client wanted to, and they didn't have to worry about getting in trouble. And also, you know, nobody really knew. There were no consequences of black hat back then, because no, you know, the government didn't know if social media was going to take off in the business world. But ever since then, the FTC has stepped in big time. State governments have stepped in big time. And there are serious penalties. And it's kind of ironic because a lot of times I am hired by other marketing and advertising agencies to do a lot of ghost work for them, whether it's SEO, social media, you know, all the big major components of digital marketing. And a lot of times I do complete audits. And when I do those audits, say they give me 5 competitors, I'll come back and say 1 or 2 of your competitors is either engaging in or is the victim of black hat practices. And I can tell only by doing a deep dive audit and looking for the red flags that one is trained to look for when this is what your life revolves around. And after that happens, usually the agency or marketing company that asked me to do it says, hey, can we get you to do an audit on us? And it's like, yes, absolutely. Every business should have an audit done. It's not just about black hat. It's about knowing, you know, has your business drifted from what it's supposed to be? Are you running at full efficiency? it's so much. It's like getting a tune-up on your car. But as far as the consequences, the sad thing is, again, even if the company itself has no idea, if the marketer or marketing agency that they've hired to work for them is engaging in black hat practices, the company gets in trouble too. They don't have a way to separate who was aware of what, and so the company gets fined. A few things can happen. Number one, you will be completely left out of any search results whatsoever. In essence, Google will wipe your presence from the internet. Even your Facebook page won't come up in a Google search. Beyond that, people work really hard to get back into the good graces of Google, and they may have a very quiet business for 6 months to a year or more, and then they have to come and get damage control services and whatnot. The FTC, as well as states, local governments, will fine you for black hat practices. This is very common. You know, so many people, reputation management, it's like the most heavily overlooked, but it is probably the most important factor in digital marketing today, because everyone, this is old news, everyone looks at reviews to know whether or not they can trust your company, your product, do you stand by your product. And even those who don't know much about reputation management, they at least know enough to know that, hey, we need a few good reviews. And so what very often happens is somebody in the company, whether it's the CEO, whether it's someone in HR, whether it's the head of the marketing department who doesn't know any better, says, okay, everyone, when you go home tonight, because hopefully they're smart enough to try and do this from different IP addresses, you know, everyone go home tonight and leave a good review for the company from your personal account so we can get some reviews jump started. That is not only black hat, it is flat out highly illegal. And that's what we're talking about today, is the fact that black hat, it's not just, oh, it's shady, oh, it's, you know, hush, hush. No, you will get, I'm refraining from language here. Let me instead refer to an example. I am looking at a press release. I brought it up because I came across it recently. I think you sent it to me, actually. It was from the FTC.
I did send that one to you.
About the trampolines?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not going to name names.
And then the two cat videos afterwards.
Thank you. The FTC, a couple of brothers, I'm not going to go into names and details, but long story short, they sold trampolines. They sold them through various distributors and stores, and they were getting their employees and people who were financially invested in the company to leave positive reviews for the trampolines that they sold. And they got busted. Now, not only are they, you know, wiped off the Google sphere, you know, the world of search listings for Lord knows how long, they are fined a civil penalty, get ready for this, $40,654 for each violation. Now, this was a pretty big company, so you can imagine there were a few hundred reviews, and this is not the first time that I've seen FTC penalties or state penalties in excess of $1 million. because they believe that this is manipulation of the market, and essentially you are lying to the market, the general consumer, in order to convince them that your product or your service is the best or better than others. And let's be honest, that's exactly what it is. When you get your employees or your friends, your family and whatnot to put up good reviews, you are risking, you know, severe consequences legally, and you are, in essence, duping the common person into believing that your product or service is better. And when the FTC catches you, I didn't say if, I said when, or when, even if a competitor catches you. Say someone hires a person like me to do an audit, and they find out that one of their competitors is engaging in black hat practices, all they have to do is pick up the phone and make one phone call and say, hey, such and such company is, you know, committing black hat practices, and this is specifically what they are. Pardon me, I have to shift. I'm a fidgeter. Anyway, so it's not just the FTC who can impose fines. It's also the states. You know, like New York State has made several million from businesses who posted, you know, fake reviews or, you know, fake blog. That's another one, fake bloggers.
Yeah. I was going to, like, kind of interject real quick. It's funny. I was just, like, talking to some of my friends that do statistical reports like I do for you, but I do it for free here. You know, don't even get a cupcake or a cookie.
You are the stat man.
That just sounds off. They actually gave me a report of New York and Pennsylvania, respectively. Pennsylvania made $11.3 million off of what you were just speaking about, like, you know, employee-based reviews, fake blogs, fake product reviews. And New York, check this number out. New York, for businesses based in New York, $19.7 million in 2017 alone.
Wow.
That was just generated for the state level. So, allegedly, so it looks like that not only you get slapped federally-wise, you get slapped by the state.
Oh, yeah.
And even based on the counties. She didn't give me a list of counties, but even counties based where your business is at, where your home office is at, could get slapped also.
Absolutely. You know, basically, here's the nutshell version. In about 2013, the FTC wised up and said, hey, you know, there's some manipulation here. There's some shadiness afoot. They, you know, got together and had lunch with the states and the counties. And basically everyone in the food chain can now come after you if you are not doing things in a legit, honest manner. Now, it's funny because one of the things I've always said is that no matter how many algorithm changes Google goes through, there's really only one algorithm you ever have to worry about, and that's honesty. And it's the same thing with black hat issues. You know, Google's algorithms have always been made or have always been designed about having search results be more honest, more relevant, more legit. It's the same with your digital marketing as a whole. And this isn't just Google reviews. It's also your Yelp reviews. It is your Facebook reviews. Do not think that any digital property is exempt from this. Testimonials. If you say you host an online course and you put up a bunch of fake testimonials there, you can be busted for that as well. And it's very easy to do so. It's not like they have to launch this big investigation. I want to take that number, over 19 million in 2017 in the state of New York alone. Keep in mind that it was probably only, and I'm just guessing here, it was probably only a handful where the penalties were in the excess of $1 or $2 million. A lot of these were your everyday businesses who probably think, oh, I'm too small, I'll fly under the radar, and bam, over $40,000 per violation.
It's funny that you mentioned about it. The New York statistic, for an example, was 2/3 of businesses were the ones that got slapped were small to medium size. We're talking about 1 to 65 to 75 employees. So these were not big corporations. These were small to mid-sized businesses, like, you know, solo, what's the word you use?
Solopreneur.
Solopreneurs, you know, small businesses that have like 15 to 30 employees, maybe a warehouse or two.
Imagine you're a one-man operation or one-woman operation. Imagine you're a coffee shop, or imagine you're a tech, you know, startup where it's just you, your brother, a couple friends. You know, you're running on a shoestring, you're good at what you do, you have all the best of intentions, and you figure, oh, it won't do me any harm, let's just put up some reviews, or, you know, I know a woman, she's a blogger, she's really good at blogging, if we give her such and such amount, she'll write a great blog for us and highlight, you know, how great we are. That also counts. It is literally, black hat is, it used to not be an official term, and I don't think it matters. It's just the point that if you do anything black hat, whether it's SEO, social media, your reviews, content marketing, blogging, in almost every aspect, if you are not running a tight ship and doing things honestly, you know, a penalty of over $40,000 is enough to take down most small to medium-sized businesses. Wouldn't you agree? I mean,
I totally agree. A lot of times, like, hey,
$200,000, you're being fined. You have 30 days to pay. That can shut down your business.
Mm-hmm. Shut it down. Know? And if you try to go to another venture, you know, one thing I always say is three people that never forgive, never forget: the FTC, the federal government, and my ex-wife. So, you know,
I can't believe you went there.
Oh, I went there, and she doesn't listen to the podcast, so I'm not worried. But I mean, the truth of the matter is simply this, you know, this is something serious, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of times, a lot of businesses are like, hey, I want those numbers, I want those sales. But you think of it this way. Let's say you're a fisherman and you use a illegal net in the water. You may catch a lot more fish, but you're going to get caught. And guess what? All that money you made by selling those fish at port are going to go right not into your business. They're going to go right into the government because you broke the rules and now you got to pay. You know?
And the thing is, there are so many honest ways to do it. There are great ways to do it. I mean, you can, and here's just one off-the-cuff example. Say you're a small company, you do email marketing, and I'm going to make it really small to make it very easy. You're a local coffee shop. You invite your daily patrons to sign up for your email newsletter. Maybe you have open mic night, whatever. You can send them an email once in a while that says, you know, are you happy with your experience at Camille's Coffee Shop? If they click yes, it just directs them to either Yelp or Google or Facebook, or you can even make a little landing page where it has their choice, and they can, because some people are diehard Yelpers, some people are diehard Facebookers, you can give them a little intermediary page where they can choose, oh, I prefer Google reviews. And if they click yes, I'm happy, they can go. And if they choose to, they'll leave a good review for you. And if they click no, you can take them to another landing page where you ask them, how can we do better? Because then not only are you getting legit reviews and you're avoiding literally undermining and destroying your own company, but you're even improving your business so that you get more business and you grow. And so many people say, oh, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. That's the biggest thing I hear. I don't have the money to do that. Well, when there's somebody in some cheap three-piece suit, maybe I shouldn't say cheap, but, you know, when
I
all
will
of a,
cheap.
When all of a sudden some, you know, people who represent some governmental organization come knocking on your door and say that we can prove that these people worked for you when, you know, when they wrote your reviews, or that money was exchanged when this blog was written, or, you know, your SEO company, you know, how is it you've got 200 backlinks, you know, in 4 weeks, and your whole company now is gone. You just lost everything. So you can't afford not to do it right. And you also can't afford not to not find out. Make sure you find out. Get an audit.
So, you know, now we just did that discussion about it. So what can someone do? What if they're suspecting that their company is using Black Hat, or they may have a provider that's doing Black Hat? What would you recommend for them to do?
Just like I said, you know, get an audit, find someone that you can trust. You may have to, you know, it's sort of like finding a good doctor, a good therapist, good lawyer. You may have to search a little bit to find a good marketer, but find someone who is honest and who's not trying to just upsell you. And get a true soup to nuts audit and find out. That's the only way you're really gonna know.
Okay. So let me kind of play devil's advocate. So how do you personally feel? Do you feel it's a black hat practice for those that go on Fiverr, or they trying to buy like followers or buy likes and stuff? Is that considered black hat, Cam? I mean, Camille, I mean, is it a black hat practice? Is it a, you know, is it something that's not questionable? I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah.
If a CEO said, like, look, I do want to legitimately boost my numbers to look more legitimate to customers, you know, I'm thinking about going on Fiverr to have, they said that on Fiverr that I could buy like 5,000 likes for my page. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I'm going to leave this one a little open. I'm going to speak on it, but I'm going to ask our audience to chime in on this. I'm going to say that it's gray area. This is gray hat. Yes, there is another term, gray hat. Now, it on the surface, yes, it's definitely black hat. If you go and you purchase a lot of followers to make yourself look bigger overnight, that's black hat. But at the same time, you could also argue that Facebook is changing its algorithm so much and so often. I mean, we all know that recently Facebook had a huge algorithm change where they wanted to cut out, you know, businesses and pages and news feeds and show more from friends and family. It may be a survival. You may argue that it's a survival thing where I have to buy some followers in order to boost myself and my visibility, but you still run that risk. And so I'm going to say that it's really gray hat. It depends how you do it. There are better ways and worse ways to do it. It's that one gets really granular. Kind of case by case.
Case by case. Okay. So now we're kind of getting on time now. So what I want to do is I want to, you know, encourage the listeners. Use the hashtag Ask Camille. Let us know what you think. I mean, have you personally used like the Facebook likes purchases like from places like Fiverr or other places like that? Or, you know, as much as, you know, you can stay confidential because I won't tell nobody. Trust me, I keep secrets. If you don't believe me, ask the people that I keep secrets for. But, if you have used black hat practices, has it worked for you? Do you feel that it has helped your business? I mean, there's some that say, hey, black hat is all the way for me to go. And you know what? Even if I get Google slapped, I get Google slapped. But What about for those that became victims of black hat practices? Yeah. I and Camille want to hear from you. What did you do? I mean, you know, sometimes you go so down that rabbit hole that light becomes a luxury because you're so far into that darkness. And, you know, what did you do, you know, company-wise as a CEO or CTO or whatever the case, to get out of the darkness?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Give us your experiences. You know, what have you been the victim? You know, have you been sitting there one day to find out you're running your business legitimately and you find out that now you're being fined, you know, a couple $100,000 and, you know, you've got a big mess on your hands. If you're someone who provides black hat practices, again, this is totally anonymous. Tell us what you do and why. Mm-hmm. Why does it work? Why do you do it? And why is it that this is one, it's kind of like the drug industry.
Yeah.
It's never going to end. There's always someone who wants to cut corners, get there the fast way, even with the risk involved.
The sad statistic before we end the podcast is that for every one bad marketing company that practices black hat has taken off the market, 18 spring up in its place.
Yep.
So this is very serious where, you know, if you even suspect, even remotely, like how Camille said, get a third-party auditor, or even Camille could do it for you. You know, sometimes it's better safe than sorry. You know, losing up to $500,000 because of somebody else's, you know, unethical practices could be costly or even shut down your company.
Mm-hmm. It's true. So, folks, don't be kissed with a lie. You know, getting slapped with the truth only stings for a minute. Find out the truth and get your house in order. And tell us what side of the fence you're on.
Exactly. So again, guys, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Use the hashtag AskCamille. This is Gunter Peaky Power.
And I'm just Camille. I'm just a full-time geek. Let me audit you. That sounded so like violation kind of.
That's why it's at the tail end of the podcast.
Let me. Oh, pun intended. Have a great day, folks, and wish you all the best.